Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to give a high five out to Stevie. He's not running the show anymore. Dave is. So actually, the high five is to Dave. Dave, we are going to have our best show ever today, and that's because we've got Andy Hall, and we have got a great show today. The show is going to be all about condos. Andy is, a litigator here in town. We're going to talk about the I call it the super deposits, but most people call it the buyer-funded model for condos. And then we're going to have Inigo Ardite. He is the head of development for Key International, one of the luxury condo developers. They have what we would call Deposit 2.0. So we're going to have a little Andy, we're going to have a little Inigo, and then we may have a little Andy and a little Inigo. So it should be a really great show. Today in business, well, golly gee, I think the top business thing that happened today was the NFL settled its lawsuit with the players for $750 million. High five to the NFL for creating cost certainty. High five to the players that are a little older and might not have made it through the huge litigation process they faced. The U.S. stocks rose a little bit as the economy continues its expansion and the concerns in Syria ease. I don't even understand that term. How the concerns in Syria ease. Perhaps a political perspective on Syria eases, but this ain't a political show, so we won't talk about that too much. So stick with us. We're going to have an excellent show. We're going to talk condo deposits. We're going to talk about condo development. We're going to maybe even get into a little bit of my thoughts about what happens here at the end of the summer. We've got some new info from UHealth, some great Marlins stuff, some great Dolphins stuff. Stick with us. Freed on Business. We'll be right back.
Getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
I just absolutely love that. I cannot wait. And I must tell you, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Lee Kaplan, he's been a guest on the show, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And I want to remind everybody to go to lawrencekids.org and order your license plate to support Lauren and her efforts today. No more important thing could you do. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business.
To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, here we go. Get ready for takeoff. We have got Andrew C. Hall. He's the managing partner of Hall, Lamb & Hall, PA. He's tried cases arising from some of the nation's most significant historical events, from the Watergate trials and the Ohio savings and loan crises to the 2000 terror attack on the USS Cole and the Marriott bombing in Islamabad. Mr. Hall's trial skills are recognized as among the top echelon of litigators in the nation. His caseworks involved complex criminal litigation, professional negligence, securities litigation, arbitration, family law, personal injury, and wrongful death. Andy's tenacity in the courtroom is in large part a product of his past. Born in Warsaw, Poland in 1944, while his parents hid from the Nazi occupiers, Mr. Hall is tireless in his pursuit for justice and desire to stand up against oppression and abuse of power. Within the legal profession, Mr. Hall is involved in the Florida Bar, the American Jurister Society, hope I got that right, the Florida Justice Association, and the American Association for Justice. Welcome to the show, Andy Hall.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming now. Andy, the reason that I've really brought you on the show, and it's not to really talk about all the fabulous stuff, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that, but it's to talk about the condo situation. And I know that your firm does a lot of litigation, and so you evaluate what's going on in business and see what may be coming up. And the way that they're financing condos today without any real pre-sale capacity or construction financing out there is with the buyer deposit model. I call it the super deposit model. Help me out here. There's a bunch of things going on. Maybe you can kind of lay the predicate for what's going on and then maybe tell us some of the pitfalls and some of the solutions.
Well, we start with the idea that the market's changing and there's a huge demand for high-end residential condos. We've seen the price escalate. There is a demand in certain parts of the county now. There's almost no inventory. So that creates the perfect environment, perfect storm environment, actually, for this type of opportunity to occur. From a builder-developer standpoint, it's terrific. You look at the buyer and you say, I'm not going to wait on collecting my money until I'm done. You'll pay me as we go, and you'll do that through these deposits. Now, that seems fair and reasonable, except if you've taken a look through the last crisis that we had, there are a lot of cranes in the sky that don't for buildings that don't necessarily get finished if the market changes. So it's a question of, as long as the market's doing well, everything is rising, builders perform, developers deliver, there's no problem with it.
Now, I remember in the last cycle that a number of these guys used to call me to help them get financing. One guy called me. I just made $5 million in the stock market. I bought some land on Brickell. I want to do a condo. That one went BK. Now, I've got to believe that one of the real issues here, I see all these condos are being developed, some of them by very reputable firms, Related, Key International, TerraCorp. But then there are others that are perhaps not being developed by somebody as strong and reputable. And I would think that would give somebody pause.
It should. If you read the contract, it would. And I can tell you personally, I would never do it. People that ask me about it, I basically say they are taking more risk than they want to contemplate because there's no way to protect yourself if things go bad. If you have a guy and he runs out of money and he could be a multimillionaire and still running out of money, because we're talking about projects that are $100, $200 million projects.
Oh, golly, sure.
So that's a lot of money. And if you are counting on the buyers to produce some, most, or all of the financing, and you get a break that goes against you, the market starts to drop, all of a sudden you don't finish the project. At that moment, somebody whose deposit's been posted and been used has almost no remedy. It's a real dangerous problem.
Wow. So somebody could be $1 million, $2 million, $3 million or more into one of these developers and just be out there, I'm going to use the term, as an unsecured creditor?
It's an unsecured creditor behind a mortgage.
Oh, my God.
That the developer is allowed to take out to build the property. So think about it this way. If you were an unscrupulous developer and you gave me the list of some of our
best. No, those are the – so I gave you the list of the top guys.
Right. And we're not going to see that with these people.
No, those people are well capitalized and they have institutional backstops.
But reverse it. So the Ponzi scheme. The Ponzi scheme started when Charles Ponzi decided that his scheme was so good that he could take his profits before he could deliver.
Well, hold on a minute now. That sounds like what you were just talking about.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So essentially, if a developer is unscrupulous and he starts helping himself to the profits along the way before the building is being done, there's no reason why he can't do that. He can do that by paying his construction company the standard charges and earn profits on that. Substantial profits. He can do it through soft costs running through corporations that he controls. And eventually, the money gets diverted. He does fine. The building doesn't get finished. And you are left high and dry. And the question is, you go into a bankruptcy court. You're an unsecured creditor. If there's a lender, the lender says, wait a minute, I'm going to finish up and protect myself. And you're done. You're absolutely done. And then you're going to turn around and look and say, well, how did I get here? And the truth of the matter is, in the first instance, you got here because you didn't understand what you were doing.
You know, it's really wild. And people say, well, this will never happen. And I can only tell you that one of the oldest models in the real estate game is make your money on the construction loan.
Right.
And that's what you just described.
Right.
And so now I'm here. I'm in this pool of, you know, you described an absolute, you know, huge debacle. What if just a couple of people don't come in and they miss a payment or they can't make a payment, or it's the guy that's got the penthouse and that's $20 million of a $100 million deal? It could be just one little misstep that nobody can control and you're still thrown in there in the vat. No.
Oh, that's exactly the problem. So if you look at it from the standpoint of the contract buyer, you're putting up your money and you're rolling the dice. You're counting on everything going exactly the way it's supposed to. No blips, no delays, and that never happens in construction. So the question, of course, is how safe are you? And you're not.
And let's not forget, construction costs are rising and somewhat dramatically right now, especially for these high-rise deals in the super luxe market, and you're already seeing the frenzied parties starting again. And there are legitimate people that are finishing and are delivering high-quality projects. Nego's going to be here. He's doing it. And they stand by everything. They're top of the line.
Right.
But if somebody is kind of worried, they bought a condo and maybe it's a 70-unit deal by some guy they never heard of, what should they be doing to protect themselves other than avoiding the situation entirely?
Well, I don't think you have a lot of remedies. And the problem is, remember, if you're doing a condo deal, you're dealing 70, 100, 150 units, you're going to deal with a standardized contract. You walk in and you say, you know, I'm uncomfortable, so I want to negotiate some special protection that allows me to come in and participate in the completion process, special accountability. Good luck. You won't get it. So then the next logical thing is you say, well, obviously I should ask for a bond, completion bond. Now, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these do get done with a max cost, completion bond, blah, blah, blah. You would think the lender would want that, but there's not a lender a lot of times.
Right, and I will also tell you that that's the whole purpose, is to avoid these expenses.
Sure.
So if you got a completion bond and you were a beneficiary of it, you've got some protection there. But I got to tell you, the other part of it is that when buildings get in trouble, they get in trouble in unpredictable ways. You know, people run out of money. They start scrimping on things. They start basically using inferior materials, labor. And you may not want to close while this is going on. And nobody's there. And the other part of it is nobody's watching how the money is being spent.
No owner's rep.
No owner's. Well, there's an owner's rep in the developer side for
well,
sure.
Unit owner's rep.
You bet.
There's no condo association yet.
And will not be until there's a close and a turnover years later. So just think about it this way. Construction lender, there was a secret benefit to a construction lender. And that was that the bank made sure that there was the value in the building equal to the draw because they wanted to protect themselves. You don't have that protection either. So you've got a lot of things working against you. Now the question then becomes, what do you have working for you?
And I'm going to make a pause. I'm going to do the radio trick. We're going to tease everybody with that. We're going to be right back after this break. We're going to have Andy Hall talking about how to protect yourself in condos. And coming up real short is going to be Inigo Arditi. And we're going to talk to him about how the condo developers are addressing the potential risks inherent in this structure. Back after this, Dave.
I need somebody help, not just anybody. You know I need someone. Help!
Oh, man, we're talking about how Andy Hall can help you with your condo thing. But when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And if you're buying a condo, you better be buying one of these, too. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations.
You know, this absolutely blows my mind, everybody. Did you know that only 6%, I'll say it again, 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live? There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate, then enjoying the game among thousands of other passionate fans like us, and creating lifelong memories with our kids, family, friends, and business associates. The best way to experience the Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium. Call your Dolphins personal game planner today at 1-888-FINS-TICKS, 1-888-FINS-TICKS, or visit Dolphins.com to create your own personal game day experience today. Go Fish!
Miami Marlins, come on and join the Marlin Joe.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular presented by New Era Cap. The next Fireworks Friday is September 6th against the Nationals at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with Andy Hall. Andy Hall is a managing partner of Hall, Lamb & Hall. He's a top litigator in town. He has been involved in some of the largest trials and historical events here in history and actually in recent world history. We're going to get right back to our conversation with him. But before we do, I want to make sure I remind everybody to go to lawrencekids.org and order your Lawrence Kids license plate today. It's something, a small thing that you can do to help some of our smallest, most at-risk people here in our community. Next week, we're going to have Publix on talking about what they do in the community and how they work with us to promote positive energy and positive environment for our kids. Andy, we're back with you. We left them off hanging. Bring us back. Let's go. What do you got?
Well, the first thing you got to do is remember what you're actually doing. When you put up your money at the earliest part of a condominium, you're taking the developer's risk on yourself. You're essentially investing in the project. So if you're putting enough money in, my view is ask to be an investor in the project directly in the company that's building it, so that an offer to satisfy your interest in the project by taking an option to convert that equity interest into the unit when it's complete.
Oh, fascinating. That's the solution, is to go in and be part of the development team, which you are anyway.
I think so, because that way, at least, you've got an owner's rights, maybe a minority owner, but it's a lot more than you have the other way around. So theoretically, you can complain about mismanagement. You can go to court quickly. You can do something. You can be involved in the direction and control of the developer. If the property goes bad, you can step in with others like you to try to essentially take control of that company and complete it out. So that gives you some power, and it gives you a place to go to court.
Now, will the developers accept that, given the market's so absolutely white hot and they think they can just flip your contract out to somebody else, your little reservation?
It's a question of how much money you're putting up against how big the property is. Now, if you're putting up $1 million against a $200 million property, it's not likely that that's going to have the power to buy in. But if you're putting up $2 or $3 million against, let's say, a $50 or $70 million property, you might be able to basically do that kind of swap. Or you might want to buy a few units and then use that as your economic leverage because you're taking the risk. So at least get something for it. Get some upside benefit.
Risk and return. That's what we're all in this for. Now, Andy, I want to turn a little bit away from the condo thing because this opportunity I don't want to miss as a human being and as an American citizen, as a citizen of the world. The first thing I want to do is I want to talk about what it was like in the Warsaw ghetto and shortly thereafter in your matriculation over to the United States. Can you give us just a little feel for what it's like being a legitimate Holocaust survivor?
Well, it's the one title that people have that they never wanted. So start there. And it is the, you know, to my family, because I was just an infant.
I understand.
To my family, the idea of being helpless after being, you know, part major citizens in a community and being victims, the ultimate victims, pretty terrible. So those scars stayed with the family and with me my entire life. I think probably they're the largest motivating factor. But I was born in the middle of that. And then afterwards, my father was in the Polish government. And my brother and I escaped when the communist regime took over. So we were lost to our parents for about a year. So my early childhood was about as difficult as it could have been. Ultimately, a cousin came from Israel to get us and accidentally ran into my parents, which is how we were reunited in Northern Europe, migrated to the United States, and, of course, came down to Miami when I was 8 years old. So this community has been absolutely fabulous to me. But the beginning gives me this terrific opposite image. You know, the life that I have today is compared to the life I did. But the most important thing is that it makes me vigilant to make sure that when I see something happening that I think can result in the loss of the quality of life for people, I'm not the kind of person that can look the other way. And I have a reason I can't look the other way, because I know what it's like if you're on the other side of that.
Well, I think that that's one of the things that makes you truly a strong advocate for the positions that you take and one of the more skilled litigators here in our community. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, and I don't know what you can really talk about here, is what was going on in Watergate. They're talking about now tearing down the famous Watergate garage where where Deep Throat gave it all away. And you know, I watch enough of those spy things on TV that you can always see a little Watergate, you know, homage in those. You know, you touched it with John Ehrlichman. Can you tell us a little bit about what your insights are there?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that was the most amazing part of that experience, because I defended John in two trials. One was the Plumbers trial, and the other was the Watergate trial. But the most amazing part was that I think I had a major change regarding my view of government from those trials. Going into it, the idea was if you're a young person, you get a phone call from your president, you're going to react, you're going to do what your president asks you to do. And going through that trial, I suddenly realized that you can't ever put your moral compass aside for somebody else's. Because if you're asked to do something you know is wrong, you just cannot do it. And you can't hide behind a title or a government role to say, it's okay. It's not.
Seems sort of like tied into the lesson from the Holocaust to some degree.
It absolutely is. And I mean, we deal with it all the time. I mean, right now, when people talk about what goes on in Guantanamo, for example, I'm no fan of terrorism, as you know, but I'm also not a fan of waterboarding.
No, I'm actually not a fan of a lot of the things that has been the slippage of our personal rights. I'm an American citizen. People have fought hard for me to have the right to live in freedom and liberty. And I really, again, don't really go heavily into the whole government stuff because it's really more about business and everything. But it is rather concerning when you can look out your window, think you're seeing a flying object that's a drone and it's watching you.
Well, I'll just give you a thought, because let's just tie business to it. Business relies on a safe government. You have an unstable government. You have an unstable environment without civil rights. Business, some business will do very well. That is to say, the business that is favored by that government.
Sure.
The rest of us will fail.
No, and that's why the United States, and that's what's going on right now. It's not just the increase in the interest rates that the U.S. is going to begin starting to pay that's creating a repatriation of capital to the United States. It's that we're one of the most stable governments, even if our stability is anchored in the fact that we can't agree on anything today.
Well, Miami is the greatest example of actually doing things the right way, because if you think about us, we're more affected by what's to the south of us than what's to the north of us. we have more people from South America and Central America coming here and investing, playing major roles in our community, giving our community the excitement, the vibrancy, the strength of it. We're one of the great cities in the world because of that. And those people are here largely because of the safety and stability that we offer.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. And I must tell you, is after having grown up here, as you did, in what I call the days of Porky's, when it was just a really little redneck town.
Oh, I remember that too.
Oh, yeah. When you had to get a card to work on Miami Beach, and if you weren't just right, you couldn't get it.
That's right.
And now to being an open city with all of this diversity, I'm married to the most wonderful Latin Jewish woman, a fusion of cultures and international. They were Polish, Smolarchik.
Right.
So, you know, it's just absolutely great to be a member of our society and to be a member of our community. And we did talk for just a second, and we only have about a minute or so left. I wanted to touch on the USS Cole.
Sure.
And what's going on with that stuff, because terrorism is on the rise. Yemen, need I say more?
Right.
And so what was your insights that you got from the Cole situation? We only got about a minute.
Well, the answer is terrorism is around us all the time. And the thing that really kind of surprises me, and we got into this in enforcing the judgment and getting our kids paid, is the fact that we have major financial institutions around the world, major banking institutions, that are more than happy to serve the financial needs of terrorists.
Make a fee.
Big fees.
Unbelievable. You know, I remember, I guess it was the CIBC was the bank that they were using for terrorism 20 or so years ago. It's here. It's all around us. It's unfortunate that it erodes our liberty, but we can't let them win. We can't let them erode our liberty. There will be casualties, unfortunately. I live in a high rise that overlooks the port of Miami. I freak out all the time. I called a friend when I saw a strange flight path over Biscayne Bay a couple of days ago.
Good idea. Think about all the containers that go to the port of Miami, and we don't have the resources to search more than 5% of them.
Nada. Nada. It scares the you-know-what out of me, and now they're making it deeper, bigger. It's going to be a bigger target. And, you know, what we're going to do, Andy, is we're going to take a break. If you'd like to stick with us and talk a little bit later on with Inigo about the condo thing, I'd love to see you guys exchange ideas. If not, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that you'll come back again sometime in the future. Andy Hall, top litigator here in town. Thank you so much.
Jim, you got a great show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk more condos with Inigo Ardid, chairperson, top development guy for Key International. I probably gave him a promotion, but he'll high-five me for that. Back after this. Oh, man, I'm going back to Miami. I'm in Miami. I'm going to the Dolphins game tonight, and you better too. I can't believe this statistic. Only 6% of NFL fans have ever been lucky enough to attend an NFL game live. Well, they must not know me because I give tickets away all the time. There's nothing better than attending a live football game, starting with the tailgate. I'll be tailgating with my buddy Larry Zinn. You can bank on that. Then you can enjoy the game among thousands of other passionate fans just like us, and you can create lifelong memories with your kids, families, friends. I'm doing it tonight with business associates. The best way to experience Dolphin football is live in person at Sun Life Stadium, and you know I always give you the best advice when it comes to buying Dolphin tickets. You've got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. The season's starting. Get your tickets. Thinking ahead into just one game, three games, or all the game this season? Visit the original source for tickets first, Dolphins.com. You go somewhere else, you can pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on these other sites. Forget about that. Go to Dolphins.com, where you can buy tickets direct and save. Dolphins.com. Buy your tickets. Go to the game. Save today.
Florida. Tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I want to make sure that you go to lawrencekid.org and get your Lawrence Kids license plate. Protect our weakest members of society. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want in the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMediaDrio5.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMediaDrio5.com is a social relations company.
Oh, my God, Dave. Where am I? I'm at U Health, aren't I? All right. Well, that's because I'm always, well, I don't want to say I'm always at U Health, but I'm there a lot. And I want to thank my doctor. I want to thank Dr. Andrew Sherman, the pain and rehab group up in Plantation. What a beautiful facility up there. I know that you really don't want to have to go and get sick. But if you do, the U Health guys, they've really got it going. And would you spend 7 minutes on something that could add years to your life? The U Health Aware is a group of free online health screening tools offered by the University of Miami Health System. They show you risk factors for heart disease and stroke and even lifestyle changes that you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These are serious conditions that can build up over years but can be avoided or minimized with lifestyle changes and proper medical attention. Hey, take a few minutes to learn more about how you can protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware or call 305-689-1000 for an appointment.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I want to give Dave a high five for running the show sweet and tight and having a great positive attitude and making sure he shares that with all of us. And I want to remind everybody that U Health, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation. In fact, I was just in the Plantation office this week seeing Dr. Andrew Sherman, and I must tell you, it is one of the most calm, open, professional, well-laid-out facilities that I've ever been in, and it was just terrific. I don't want to get sick, but if I've got to get sick, that's not such a bad place to go. And what sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. I can only tell you, I just had a personal family member at the University of Miami Medical System Hospital here, and they brought in a team of doctors and coordinated everything like I've never seen before. So high five to all the people on 8 North at the University of Miami Health System Hospital. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, which is ranked all the time number one by U.S. News and World Report. In fact, that's been for the last 10 years. And it's also got the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys or go to their facilities. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing something really innovative, interesting things all the time. They even figured out a way to use a person's own stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. That's pretty cool. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. All right, now we are back with the second half of the show. We're going to talk about the other half of the condo deposit argument, the buyer financing. I call it the jumbo deposit thing. Inigo Ardid, he is I gave you a promotion. Are you president, chief? He's a big star over at Key International. They develop a lot of the high-end condos you see all over town. They're one of the best capitalized developers here in town. He oversees day-to-day operations of development projects as well as the acquisition of new properties. We have to talk. He's a seasoned real estate developer who's been involved in over $1 billion with a B worth of real estate transactions. His projects include buying and developing rental for sale and residential properties, purchasing distressed assets and notes, acquiring hotels, office buildings, and retail properties. We really do need to talk. Inigo's developed over 1,200 residential units, including landmark buildings, the Mint, the Ivy, and Eden House. He's currently under construction with the impressive 400 Sunny Isles, which is slated to deliver in 2015. Inigo is also the master developer of Riverfront Community, a 13.5-acre gated community in downtown Miami that's going to be home to over 2,000 residential units. Inigo, he went to Pepperdine University. I've driven by. That's a gorgeous place, Inigo. High five to you for that. Welcome, Inigo Ardid, to Freed on Business. Oh, it's my pleasure, Inigo. Now, we had Andy Hall on in the first half of the show, and Andy was telling us about the big pitfalls that are out there for people that put up a lot of money for deposits on a condo with perhaps a developer that may not be as strong as you. You're one of the top developers in town. How are you creating consumer confidence in your deposit program? Do you like that? To just get to it, Jeff.
We've developed a lot, not only in residential, but, you know, hotel, office, and we have a proven track record even through the downturn. We delivered everything. We finished all our buildings. We protected our buyers, and people have recognized that. So buyers today, which are depositing, are paying for a large part of their unit up front, want to do it with developers that have a track record and that can, you know, go to the city and see, you know, buildings that they've built or that they've owned or that the developers own. And we happen to be one of those developers.
Well, we mentioned a bunch of the deals that you've done here before. And if somebody's not really familiar with Miami, I can just tell you that these are some of the hallmark deals that were completed or partially completed and then finished in this cycle. So, Inigo, what is it that you're seeing in the condo development trends? Because you've got all these planned units again. You're starting to see all of these fringe deals coming along. If I'm you, I'm sort of licking my chops for the next wave of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this time is going to be different. And the reason I say that we were part of the last cycle. And, you know, what creates big distressed opportunities is a lot of debt or leverage on deals. And you're not having that this cycle.
I mean construction leverage.
Construction leverage. Okay. That's exactly right. So today, buildings have a lot less debt because they don't need it. Besides, the banks don't want to lend like they did last time because they were so hurt in the last downturn. Most of the money is coming through buyers. And as long as buyers stick to buying from quality developers that have a reputation, you know, everybody should be fine. Is there going to be an overbuild? We'll see how many, you know, how many of these buildings actually get sold. A lot of people are not going to offer good product, so they won't get the sales. They'll overprice their units. So I think that, you know, a lot of these buildings won't get built. And if they all do get built, it means they had the sales. So the developers aren't going to be in the same urgency as they were in the last cycle. Because, I mean, what happened in the last cycle was if you were finishing a building in 2008 or 9, you were up to your, you know, to your head in debt. And you had to make – and the banks, by the way, were – had problem loans everywhere, so they needed to get their these deals off their books. So they were rushing to sell. People were rushing to make deals. I mean, to get them off, you know, at whatever price, just to get them off their books. The developers needed the money. The banks needed the money. So that created a perfect distress situation.
Now let's ask for a second. What's going to happen as the foreign source for the large deposits where they're familiar with the model start to evolve into the traditional buyers from the Northeast in the United States that may not have the capital to provide the buyer financed model? Will there be condo product for our traditional northern snowbirds? And how would that be done?
So I think that we're still a bit away from that in the Miami market because you don't need it. Right now, we have the Latin Americans, and the banks are not there. So what you're going to have to do is, you know, if let's say that the buyers put 20% deposit instead of a 50% deposit, well, that creates 30% less money that you have to build a building, and you know that's and that's off the sales price, which is so it's a big chunk. So that needs that money needs to be filled in either through the developer or through the bank, and developers typically don't want to, you know, these deals. I mean, it's not like, you know, they make money if you have leverage in them, if you don't have to put all the money in. If you put all the money in it, they don't make sense because we don't build these condos to huge margins. I mean, people think that, you know, you build them if your cost of funds are cheap. If your cost of funds are, you know, are equity, then it doesn't make sense for that. Just buy other real estate. It stops making sense to build development. So you need some form of leverage. Right now we're getting it from the buyers. Before we were getting it from the banks. So if we go back, so then the banks would have to fill in that gap. And what happens with that is that the banks aren't there. They need a lot of recourse from the developers. We are just not seeing it in the marketplace. So I think it'll take a long time, and the market will cool down severely if that happens.
Well, Inigo, hold that thought. Well, don't hold that thought. But we're going to be right back after this short break. I want to talk a little bit about what you see coming up in the condo market right after this. We'll be right back. Stick with us. We're talking condos with Key International's Inigo Ardid. Back after this. Just great, Dave. I'm just loving the show. You're playing the greatest music. And I want to remind everybody, while you're out there talking and looking to buy a condo, if you're coming to the United States to buy one of Inigo's condos, you might need a car. And if you need a car, well, then if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you got to check out Warren Henry. You knew I was going somewhere with that. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. High five to the guys at Warren Henry and Larry going out to their suite to watch tonight's Dolphin game. I'll be tailgating with you guys next time. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
And join the Marlin Show.
It's Marlin's Family Sunday. Bring the family out and get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsis with a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Dive in on September 8th when your Marlins battle the Nationals at 110. The first 5,000 kids get Miami Marlins kids headphones, courtesy of Metro PCS. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
All right, all my buddies heading out to the Dolphin game. I know you. You know, I always give you the best advice. And when it comes to buying Dolphin game tickets, you got to visit Dolphins.com. Lower bowl seats, special offers, and tickets for every game. Hey, if you're thinking about going to just one game, three games, or all the games this season, well, then you got to visit the original source first, Dolphins.com. You could pay upwards of 25% or more above face value on other sites for the same exact seating sections. Dolphins.com is where you can buy direct and save. Dolphins.com, buy your Dolphin tickets direct and save.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we're back here. We're on the fourth quarter. We've got Inigo Ardide. He oversees the day-to-day operations and development projects and acquisition of new properties for Key International. Inigo is one of the young Turks of development here, but he stands in front of a very large and established organization that you can depend on to deliver your units, which is perhaps what you're looking for most of all in today's heavy buyer deposit market. So, Inigo, welcome back for the second segment here. What do you see as new things heading down the road in the condo market, either for your firm or in the market sector?
So, for our firm, we were active buying real estate, you know, right after the downturn. So we were able to get very good deals on land and on buildings, and so we're able to offer great product at great price. And that's really what I think has made us successful till now, and we continue to do that. And we've been very fortunate to be able to be active in the last 3 or 4 years, which there were great opportunities. So we're finishing off now, and we have the last units remaining at our project 400 Sunny Isles, which in Sunny Isles, walking to the beach, and you have the largest marina in that area, private marina in the community, you know, in the building. So you could own basically a boat slip and a condo. That's the only new building that I know of that has that quality.
Well, that's a very important thing with the lack of boat slips and the ability to have your slip right behind where you live. I know that when I first moved here, my roommate, we had a boat slip right behind the house, and by 9 o'clock to be out on the water and doing your thing, whether you're single or not, I don't want to go there with what goes on in the boat on the bay, but you know, that boat slip is a very important amenity. And is that included in the title when they buy the unit?
They can if they buy the boat slip, yes.
Oh, awesome.
And they can walk to the beach. So, I mean, it's great. You have the best of South Florida in that building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sunny Isles and what they've done there is really great. And it's all, you know, fully amenitized now. And so it's just a terrific place to live. What other trends do you see in the upscale condo market? What's around the corner? We've seen Gil Deezer building, the Porsche with the individual elevators. It seems like other people are latching on to different brands. You've been one of the highest quality producers of condo units here for many, many years. What's next on the agenda here?
So we are coming soon. We have a project in Brickell, on Brickell Avenue. We're going to offer a great value for people in a very luxurious building with a lot of amenities. I mean, we've gone there to. I don't want to go too into it, but we've got a club in it basically that has amenities like that have not been seen in that market before.
Well, it seems to me that there might be a different buyer for Brickell than there might be in Sunny Isles. So your club that you're describing, which I guess you're kind of dancing around because you maybe haven't really released all the information yet. So, hey, we're making news on Freed on Business. It's going to be sort of an urban thing that's going to be geared more towards the urban environment, the person to live, work, walk, don't ever leave here, 24-hour city, versus the more resort-oriented thing that you've got going on the beach.
That's exactly right. And, Brickell is transformed itself in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, before it was a place that would shut down at night, and today it's one of the more happening places down here in Miami.
Yeah, but you had a hand in doing that with all the stuff that you did on the river. Yeah. I know a lot of the young people that I come in contact. Oh God, I'm sounding like an old man. They love living in the Mint. They love living on the buildings that you do. They have that ground floor retail. I've been to some of the bars on the river. It's just awesome. And then they're close enough to walk into to what they have now in Brickell, and then they're even closer to what's coming in Brickell.
That's exactly right. I mean, what we did in Mint and Ivy, we did a 13.5-acre gated community in the heart of the city. So you could walk to Brickell and you would have, I mean, you'd be in your own community. It'd almost be like, you know, you've got your backyard there just for the community owners to or the unit owners to enjoy. And that's what we do in all our projects. We offer something very different: Sunny Isles, the marina, and the beach. And now what we're doing at our new Brickell project.
Well, Inigo, I want to thank you so much for coming, giving the counterweight and being the developer to talk about the deposit issue and what's going on in condos. I want to thank you so much for doing that. And here to end up the show, I want to make sure that I thank all of our guests. First of all, I want to thank, of course, Andy Hall. Andy was the start of the show. We talked a little bit about the issues that people confronting that are buying with these big deposits. Then we also talked about his experience in many, many trials here in the U.S. government that have made history. We've had Inigo Ardid from Key International. Hopefully Inigo will come back on the show. We'll talk about some more of the new stuff when you can talk about that new club. Maybe you can take some pictures, put them up on our website and stuff like that. And maybe I can even get a membership. Ooh, I'm working on that already. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank U Health. I want to especially thank Andrew Sherman and the folks up at the Plantation Office of the Pain Management and Rehabilitation, and also the folks that helped me get my epidural here at the U Health down here downtown at their main campus. I want to thank the NFL alumni caring for kids. I want to make sure that I thank the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins. Make sure you go out to the Dolphins games. Go to freedombusiness.com. We got a hookup right there for the best Marlins ticket prices you can get. Or just go to marlins.com. I want to thank Lawrence Kids for being a sponsor. And I want to remind everybody to go to lawrencekids.org and get your Lawrence Kids license plate to protect our most precious asset, our children. I want to thank the Aztec Group. I want to thank Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to make sure you join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website gets lots of hits. If you missed the show, it's going to be rebroadcast next week, or it's always available on www.freedonbusiness.com. Dave, how much time do I have left? I got 1 minute. He's playing my music. Oh, my God. Well, remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Honey, I'm on my way home. We're going to watch the game tonight. All right. High five, Dave. How was that?
Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week, he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come
to get my money back. Did everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.